All right. I guess I'll go ahead and get started. So body awareness, that's I mean, it's kind of self-explanatory when you think about it, but it's a little bit more in depth. But yes, pretty much is kind of like the title says, an awareness of your body. It's something that I've really been into for at least the past, maybe the past 8 years. It's something that I practice on a daily basis, and it's something that I find is very important, and it has a whole host of benefits. So it's basically the idea behind it is having more control, I guess, over how you're feeling and how your body's feeling. I've just noticed, I guess, either just in our society at large, a lot of times we all tend to feel like we have no really control over how we're feeling. If something stressful comes up, we feel like, oh my gosh, I have no choice. Like I'm going to be feeling stressful, tense, anxious. I've had clients be like, Kevin, like what am I supposed to do? Like this super stressful situation came up, and so therefore that kind of controlled how I was feeling. And then same goes with re relaxed situations. It's like, the only time I can feel relaxed if there's nothing, no priorities, no responsibilities I got to attend to. And so yeah, now I can finally I'm the environment, external environment is set up for me to feel relaxed. And so it's kind of we feel like we have absolutely no control. It's just if the environment around us sets us up for relaxation or it sets us up for anxiety, we're kind of controlled by that. And so body awareness is just kind of taking maybe a little bit more control of that and kind of saying, hey, it doesn't really matter what the external environment is going on around me, whether it's stressful, whether it's relaxed, it doesn't really matter. Like I, at the end of the day, can do things and to, bring about that feeling of relaxation. I'm in control of how I'm feeling. So you can imagine some of my clients going to school, going to high school. A lot of times, as soon as they walk in, they may be relaxed. They may have had a great day the day before they walk in. They get into some stressful situations with peers or with teachers, and then all of a sudden, the whole rest of the day, they're just kind of in this anxious state, this tense state, and they're like, I can't really do anything until I get home, and then the environment finally can allow me to relax. And so basically what body awareness techniques that we're going to learn today is giving you more control to be able to be in a stressful environment, but to feel like, it doesn't really matter what's going on around me. I can take control and really change the way I feel and make the way I feel kind of more conducive to how I want and how I want to be successful. So that's kind of the idea and the benefit of learning these body awareness techniques. They're really easy. The one I'm gonna go oh, someone I'm gonna go over today. I mean, it's you I mean, I know a lot of my clients in middle school and high school aren't necessarily the biggest fans of like closing their eyes in a quiet room and doing meditation. So, I'll to kind of build your skills up to that level to be able to just be walking around the streets or walking around school and being able to just have control over the way you're feeling. Before you're able to just do that while just being out there, it's important for us to be able to practice kind of in a safe, relaxed environment where there's not maybe a whole lot of distractions, not a whole lot of pressure, and you kind of build up your ability, build up your skills to be able to, then go out and just be able to do it on the drop of a dime. It's definitely something that has to be worked at. It's got to be practiced if you want to expect, great results. So that's another thing to keep in mind. So yeah, we can go ahead and get started. I can show you a little example of kind of what I'm talking about when it comes to body awareness. So kind of to practice, to build your skills up, to build your confidence, to strengthen your ability to improve your body awareness. Probably going to want to do this by yourself, preferably in your room, preferably in a spot that doesn't really have that many distractions. I know it's hard to eliminate all distractions, but try your best to put yourself in an environment that is quiet and comfortable. I mean, you can do this, sitting cross-leg style. I do this laying down in bed after I wake up or after I'm about to go to sleep, whatever's comfortable for you, on the couch. And it's really, and so what you're going to want to start doing is you're going to want to start set your mindset to kind of be focused by taking some deep inhales and exhales, maybe like 5 to 6 of them. Inhale in through your nose, exhale out through your mouth. And when you inhale, you're going to want to fill your lungs up to as much as they can, fit, as much air can fit in your lungs. And then when you exhale out through your mouth, you're going to want to completely empty your lungs of all air. You're going to want to do that about 5 or 6 times. The slower, the better. The slower you're able to drag out an inhale and drag out an exhale, the more relaxed you'll be, the less anxious you'll be. So that's another important thing to keep in mind. Try to see how long it takes to do one inhale and one exhale. If I'm really focused, I could take me 20, 30 seconds. I can drag an inhale and exhale out to 20, 30 seconds. So that's how you're going to want to start this practice. You're going to want to do that. And then kind of once you feel yourself, all right, I'm more focused, I'm more relaxed, then you're going to kind of go into body awareness. And it's really kind of taking your attention away from your thoughts and placing it in different parts of your body and how those parts of your body are feeling. There's not really a thought involved in this. I know, all day if you're at work, you're at school, you got responsibilities, a lot of times you have to be really focused on your thoughts and what do I got to do next and what about this? Did I forget this? And you don't really keep an awareness of like how your body's feeling. You're not really aware, kind of. And so that's kind of what this activity is. It's really kind of switching your attention. Your thoughts can go. Your thoughts can be there. You don't have to stop them. It's just they can be going, but if you just take your attention. You just don't give it attention. They could be going like crazy, but it's just your attention is going to be on different parts of your body and how they feel. So I like to start at my feet and kind of work my way up. Start at my toes or my feet, and I just really, as I'm sitting there, my eyes closed, I've taken some deep breaths, I'm in a comfortable spot. I'll just maybe try and sense how my toes are feeling. I don't judge it. I don't really branch that many thoughts off of it. I'm not really trying to understand if it hurts, if it's this or if it's that. I'm just really trying to feel it. I'm really just trying to sense how it feels. I might wiggle it around in my shoes, or in my socks, or if it's barefoot, I might wiggle it, and just kind of just try and get a sense of how it feels, if there's any tension. And then while I'm still taking deep breaths, and I mean, now I have a decent sense of like, oh yeah, this is how my toe feels when it touches the bottom of my shoe. And maybe go to all your other toes, and maybe your pinky toe and all your other toes, wiggle them around. And it's funny because this being able to sense and feel how your toes feel, that's been available to me, that's been available to you all day long. You just haven't chose to pay attention to that. You haven't chose to pay attention how the sock feels on your toe. Any point in time, if you've chosen that was important enough to give your attention to, you could have been paying attention to that. But a lot of times our thoughts just really soak up and grab all of our attention. We're not really understanding or paying attention, paying any mind to kind of how our body feels. We're kind of leaving it out in the cold, is what I like to say. So I just think, a few times a day, if you can, obviously as much as possible. The ideal goal is to be able to go around your day and be able to maintain a sense of how your body's feeling while also being able to give your attention to thoughts and go back and forth and being able to switch back and forth and kind of never losing, kind of finding a good balance between both, giving attention to your thoughts and also giving attention to your body. So that's also that. That's kind of the goal behind this. And it's just a lot of times the days that we have school, work, responsibilities, you know, we don't really feel like it's important enough to give our attention to kind of how our body's feeling and really try and relax it. So after you kind of feel around your toes, you know, it's just about working your way up slowly. So the next thing would kind of feel your foot, the bottom of your foot, your heel, your ankle. Still keep it those deep breaths. Really just try and sense how those parts of yourself feel. And there's, like I said, there's no thought involved in that. And then as you work your way up to these body parts, you're really gonna wanna just kind of relax those parts of your body, give them attention, and just try and just try and just it's kind of like a letting go. You don't necessarily, there's not anything special about it. It's just, if it's tense, you just, it's just about just letting it go. And then every single time you exhale, it's just letting it go further. The way I like to picture it, when you inhale, you want to bring in, kind of flood a sense of relaxation. And then when you exhale, you kind of want to let go and just kind of fall deeper into it. So then as you just keep working your way up, and you just can kind of move your parts of your body around, if it's kind of hard to get a sense of how those parts of your body are feeling, bring them up through your legs, kind of through your shins, through, you know, it's feeling the muscles, feeling the bones, feeling just feeling your body. It's always available to us to be able to feel, you know, parts of our body, and to build that sense. We just don't really give it too much attention. We don't find it to be very important. And then so just keep bringing it up, keep sensing. I'm gonna kind of go speed through it a little bit just to kind of finish and give everybody an idea of, you know, what to do. But you know, take as long as you want. If it feels really good, it feels really relaxed, just stay there and just keep feeling that relaxed feeling. Just keep sensing those parts of your body. And then, you know, you're gonna want to bring it up to your knees, and then, you know, through your thigh and femur bones. You're just gonna want to feel all the way from the bones to the muscles to the skin to the, you know, how your pants feel sitting on your legs, how your socks feel feeling on your feet. You know, you it's been available to you all day long. Your pants have been sitting on your legs. You could, you know, your skin has been able to sense that the whole entire time your pants have been on, but it's just, we haven't just really paid any attention to it. So it's just really giving attention to those areas. You're gonna want to bring it up kind of to your genital area, and then to your abdomen area. And then you're just gonna keep taking deep breaths, just really bring in relaxation, and then letting go of that tension. And then to your belly button, just kind of your internal organs there in your torso. Gonna really just try and sense how they feel. They may be painful, it may feel awkward, it may feel uncomfortable. You don't really have to do anything with it. It's just about bringing awareness to it and just noticing it and just being there with it. And just kind of saying, "Hey, I see you. I'm here with you. You know, you're not feeling good right now, so I'm just gonna be giving you know, some attention. You've kind of been ignored and neglected and haven't really paid attention. I'm just going to be looking at you, just giving you attention." And then, you know, when you give parts of your body like that attention, it increases blood flow to those areas. So if a part of you maybe is hurting, if you just give it more attention, you're going to be getting more blood flow in there. You know, it's going to be more white blood cells, more red blood cells, more oxygenated blood. It could kind of help the healing process and make it feel better faster. So that's kind of the biochemistry behind why a lot of people find this to be very helpful, and why the benefits, you know, are so great. So then, yeah, just keep coming up slowly, as slow as you want, as slow as you can. Just keep sensing everything. And then the other thing to mention too, it's like try and add to your overall awareness. So if you start at your toes and your feet, it's like, then you go up to your thighs and your femur. It's like, don't just like then just kind of leave behind your toes and your feet, and just like kind of, you know, just kind of one small section of awareness up through your body. It's kind of like when you start at your toes and it stays there, and you just kind of add, you're just kind of adding more up your body. So you're still kind of maintaining awareness of your toes as you go up your body, and you're adding levels of awareness, not, you know, leaving your toes behind as you move up. So that's another thing to keep in mind. Then you want to go up to, through your chest, your shoulders. You can just move parts of your body around if it helps. The feel the shirt, how it feels on your shoulders. A lot of people, hold tension in their shoulders. That's kind of a hot spot area to be holding tension and, an area that's not relaxed. Bring it out to your arms, your fingers. Your fingers are have a very kind of unique sensitivity and ability to feel and touch things. So with your fingers, you can touch different things. Maybe start with like one finger and then touch something and really just try and notice and try and really be present as to how that's feeling, and then go through your fingers and all that. That's definitely an important one. Your hands can really be a hot spot for feeling things and having a really good sense of feeling. Up through your neck, a lot of people can hold tension in their neck. So just bring your awareness up there, and then to you kind of your head, your face muscles, your cheeks and your jaws, and just your facial muscles in general have a lot of tension. People carry a lot of tension, so do your best to try and just let go and just relax that part of your body, way up to your head. And then as you finish, as you kind of do the, your full kind of body up through your nose, your ears, everything, you want to spend a few minutes just trying and sensing your body kind of like as one whole single unit of awareness, and not kind of these, separate parts that, they're not connected. Like your feet are down here of awareness, and your arm and shoulder up here, and they're just kind of, there's a big separator where there's a lack of awareness, kind of like a dark area. You kind of want to fill it all and feel it all just as one single unit. That's kind of the last part of body awareness exercise and techniques. It's really just kind of really trying to fall into that relaxation and really just trying to solidify this feeling. And so that's kind of the gist of the body awareness techniques to kind of build up your ability and just kind of get used to it. And just this is something, I mean, I would recommend everybody doing as much as possible, obviously, at least a few times a week, if not once a day. To me, this is kind of really true rest and relaxation. A lot of times we say, oh, playing video games is relaxation, watching TV is relaxation, but it's still an activity that's requiring, you'd really be engaged and focused and looking at something and paying attention and processing things. And to me, I mean, that's still like, that's, I mean, it might feel good to play those things or watch TV sometimes, but and I do all that stuff, but I also need to make time to do at least something once a day, where I can really just kind of give my brain a break and give the awareness to my body and really just try and fall in deeper to a feeling of relaxation. And the technique I went over today, that's really just kind of the start and how you kind of build up this awareness of your body. I sometimes do it in a hammock. I sometimes do it in the bath. And then as I've done it, enough times, I'm able to really, and that's the idea, that you kind of want to build it to at some point be able to just be walking around at work or at school, and you can kind of, if something part of your body becomes tense or anxious or uncomfortable, you can like instantly know it, you instantly have an awareness of it, and you can kind of calm it down yourself, you can relax it yourself. And that's kind of what I was explaining at the beginning, having more control, over how you're feeling. I just think that that's a myth. I think it's difficult. Obviously, a stressful situation makes it more difficult to be feeling relaxed and good and in control. But I don't think it's impossible. I don't think we're just bound to having, our environment set up perfectly for us to feel relaxed. And so yeah, that's kind of the gist of body awareness and body relaxation. I would suggest doing it, as much as you can, but at least once a day. It's as you can kind of incorporate that, even if you do it, even if it's just for a minute, even if you just kind of relax into your body and just kind of notice a few parts of your body if you don't have that much time or something like that. And this is something that, I mean, you could do body awareness while you're in traffic, while you're sitting on the bus, while you're waiting at a doctor's appointment. It doesn't necessarily need to be, in your bed at home in this perfect environment. It can be somewhere where you just can kind of maybe put a headphones in or your AirPods and just kind of relax yourself and really just try and let go and just be comfortable and find parts of your body that are tense and then relax them. So that's kind of all I have for today. You know, if you have any more comments, if you're watching this later, you weren't able to be here now, write some comments. If you have any more questions or you're really interested about it, I can give you more materials or I can answer, you know, any questions you have. And you know, I'll go back and comment back to you. So I appreciate everybody to who watched this, and you know, I look forward to doing another one of these. And yeah, we'll be back next Thursday for another Behind the Door. Thank you.